This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. This Sunday. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Preferably the front edge.
But not the mark edge. I'll be substitute mark for the day. No, I'm not nearly as historically proficient as he is.
And but that, are you going to color your beard green?
I shall not.
That's costly. Yes. Not like the going to the salon part, but I think that was part of a fundraiser.
Ah.
He didn't just like decide he wanted blue hair one day or whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't seem the type to get outrageous colored hair all of a sudden.
I mean, I'm not opposed to doing something along those lines should it be bartered for appropriately.
So no plans to change the color of your beard, but it is for sale.
I'm just saying everybody has their price. Everybody is a bit of a prostitute on some level or another when it comes to certain things. So
I mean, I dye my hair weird colors for lots of money. I mean, I don't have to go anywhere. I sit in my house all day. I don't know what good it's going to do you.
But
I'll still come here.
How else am I supposed to go undercover?
If, like, say, Mr. Edge wanted to do some sort of a promotion for the show and, you know, compensate a guy for dyeing his beard green, yeah, maybe on, like, St. Patty's Day or something. I don't know. I'm not short notice there. I'm not in charge of these.
Doesn't take 3 days to dye your hair.
No, but it might take that long to, like, get the fundraiser together.
That's true.
Then again, we do live in the age of the internet, so it might be like 5 minutes.
I'm just a show host. I'm not in charge of like sales and marketing and promotions and
you
ad
don't do
copy.
Marketing.
And, no, I don't. I respect the heck out of both Ian and Mark for taking on all of the roles as well as being hosts. I, however, am not as multifaceted as those two fine gentlemen are. No green beard for me today. How about you? No green beard either?
Okay. No.
Melanie,
no.
Green beard?
Not unless okay. I've had a very disastrous sneeze.
Mine are usually a little more yellow or maybe chunky brown.
Huh, I don't remember eating split pea soup poorly.
I had whatever the illness was that was going around.
Oh, did you?
And it wasn't the COVID, but I am a former smoker, so of course it eventually ended up in my lungs and, of course, all that good lung butter.
Yes. Butter.
I've made sticks out of it. I'll fry some toast in it later. You know, French toast. At any rate, in case you're listening, listeners, and you're wondering, wanderers, what you're listening to, this is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we're going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff and also whatever you want to talk about. So 603-283-6160 if you want to get on the air with us. I want to first talk about what I'm calling government slavings time. You guys know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. That has some crazy history. Like we suddenly got a president who, like, you know, I really like collecting bugs, and the problem is
not
that like
funny.
I have all of these meetings until like 5 p.m. and after 5 p.m., people are okay with me, you know, going and collecting bugs, but it's too dark. I've got it. I'll just change everyone else's schedule.
Yeah, so...
He's president. Can't he just do whatever he wants?
Apparently, they have control of time.
Well, he would need to do some sort of executive order. something along those lines.
Executive order that there be no meetings between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. That would have just been better.
I'm looking for... I found it on the Wikipedia.
Better than the daylight savings time that, like, you know, kills lots of people every year. Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice. Because a lot of people don't realize that, oh, you know, it's just this little thing. No, like, the number of deaths from auto accidents skyrockets on that particular day every year.
So do heart attacks?
Yep, heart attacks.
On which day? Daylight savings?
Yep.
Like today?
Yeah, both days, actually.
So yesterday and today?
Well, no, the day after it happens, depending on how you look at it. Like,
oh, spring forward and fall back.
Yeah, well, if you cut it off at midnight, that's not how days work, okay?
So the technical day that it happens both times, both the spring forward day and the fall back day, both have an increase in auto accidents and an increase in heart attacks.
So it's kind of like a full moon, except different.
Yeah, but full moons are usually like voluntary activity. I mean, not that the moon is full, right. But like when you're out going real and doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Of your own volition.
I'm choosing to not have the moon full this month, so although, that I can have two full moons next month.
I could be mistaken. I believe that there are more unexpected labors, you know, childbirths on full moons, like people who are near term and they're expected, you know, a week later or 2 weeks later or whatever, and like, oh, it's the full moon. I guess the baby's coming now.
I've never heard of that, so I don't.
Interesting. I know that there have been studies about things like the crime rate and the emergency room rates. They actually do extra staffing at hospitals, at ERs, and things of that nature on full moons because there's an increase in activity on those days.
And that's largely due to, and if you live in a large city, you probably don't notice it as much, but even now, a lot of places, you don't have a street light every 10 feet.
Right.
If you can see better and you're inclined to be out robbing houses, you're going to rob more houses because you can see where you're going.
makes robberies more efficient.
Well, and one of the things is, like, a lot of our patterns were established a long time before we figured out electricity. So the fact that you had this monthly cycle where more activity would happen at night, I mean, eventually it just sort of gets biologically ingrained in the organism.
Yeah, prior to the current clock systems that we have, there are a couple of places. Greenwich Mean Time is referred to as a place, and this is a place where they sort of anchor the clocks of the world, and they call it coordinated universal time. So they broadcast a beacon, and everybody else sort of synchronizes their clocks to the Greenwich Mean Time, coordinated universal time. And then
London is special.
Right, and then they, you know, do the math for whatever time zone they're in or whatever. But before all of that, there were actually clocks in existence, and I only read about this earlier today, so I don't know all of the details. But there were clocks in existence that would actually make hours longer in the summer and shorter in the winter.
Really?
So you would have the same number of hours, daylight, if you will, hours, right? So if there were, we'll call it 10 hours of daylight in a given day, during the colder months, the hours would each be like around 45, 47 minutes. But then in the summertime, the hours would be like 70 minutes.
Huh.
And they had clocks that would compensate for this weird seasonality.
That is weird.
Yeah, so I found that bizarre. But regarding government slavings time, and I call it that because, well, this was put into place during World War I. As an effort to, I don't know, do something. The first states to adopt daylight savings time, this is from Wikipedia, by the way, to adopt daylight savings time, that's in parentheses. The first states to adopt daylight savings time nationally were those of the German Empire and its World War I ally Austria-Hungary, commencing on April 30th, 1916.
Can we just tell them that daylight savings time is Nazis now and then they'll cancel it?
Oh, that'd be great. Cancel culture takes out government savings time. That's a great idea, Melanie. I'm glad you thought of it. It was put into place as a way to conserve coal. during wartime. Coal. Britain, most of its allies, and many European neutrals soon followed. Russia and a few other countries waited until the next year, and the United States adopted daylight savings time in 1918. Most jurisdictions abandoned DST in the years after the war ended in 1918, with exceptions including Canada, the UK, France, Ireland, and the United States. More Free Talk Live on the way, 603-283-6160.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hey developers, do you want to add Bitcoin to your apps, website? Want to make something creative? AnyPay is the way. We made a super simple API just for you at AnyPay.dev. You don't need any special knowledge of Bitcoin. Plug it into your app or website and it just works. Get paid on the transactions your users make. Whether you're brand new to web development or have decades of experience, you can add Bitcoin to anything with AnyPay.dev.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk. Sunday edition. Our telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, get on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can comment on anything we've been talking about here today, anything we've talked about in the past, or anything you want to talk about, whatever's on your mind. In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we've been talking about something I call government slavings time. You may be familiar with this because all of your clocks either automatically changed or perhaps you don't have clocks that automatically change. Like me, I had to change my stove clock and the clock in my car because they don't update automatically. They're not connected to the Internet of Things.
There might be people out there not hearing us because they didn't realize.
Well, and that's, I was asking you guys during the break, like if somebody is, I don't know, there's a couple of states, Arizona, doesn't observe mm-hmm. the daylight savings time, but like right. if somebody's living off grid and they've got like a satellite radio they're listening to the show on and they didn't, you know, they didn't change their clocks, we would be starting early or late?
They would not be listening to us now because they think it's still 6.
Right, so when they start tuning in, it'll be next hour, and they'll be like, hey, I missed an hour, what's going on? And we'll have been done talking about government slavings time, so they won't even know at that point. Why do I call it government slavings time, you might ask?
I do.
And ask you might. So there's this a mind exercise, if you will. If taking 100% of a person's life effort is slavery, right, then at what percentage is it no longer slavery? Right? 90%, 80%, 50%, 25%, 10%, right? If somebody, some organization or some people take 25% of your life's effort from you without your consent, are you 25% a slave? Well, in my mind, absolutely yes. I mean, the answer to my question is zero, right? If taking 100% of your life's effort is slavery, overt slavery, right, then taking any percentage of your labor without your consent, right, from you, without anything in return, et cetera, and so on, it would be 0%, right?
Well, I stand with Ron Paul on the idea that a 1% tax is 100% of the principal. So if they tax you even one iota, then you are a slave.
Correct.
And they're just being nice. Like, to my mind, there's a difference between being free and having a nice master.
Right.
And that is that difference. So if they can demand anything they want, and they happen to not demand, say, over 50%, then you have a master. They're just being nice to you.
Right. So as the most commonly referred to term for most folks out there to understand would be citizens, right? As somebody who was born and grew up in the geographic area known as the United States of America, if you've worked, if you've, you know, had taxes taken out of your check, or you've bought property and paid taxes on that, et cetera, and so on, none of that was done with your overt consent, and thus and therefore, you are a slave to the government. Not 100% slave, but slavery light, if you will.
Well, and last time I looked at a legal dictionary, if you look up the word citizen, it tells you that it is the equivalent of subject.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I really don't know what the difference between a subject to a king and the slave to a master is.
So we've identified why I call folks who are subject to a government slaves. Now, it's also daylight savings time. Well, who implemented that? The government, right? They did in World War I. We just talked about that before the break. We read a little bit from the Wikipedia article. I understand you have a little bit more about daylight savings time.
And,
but you
and
know,
it is kind of a bizarre ritual, really.
It is.
I mean, and the fact that they can change when it happens. So I first thought about this when I had heard that George W. Bush had altered the duration of daylight savings time so that the fallback happened like a month later or something like that.
Oh, I
and
remember
it's like,
that.
Wow.
I had forgotten
when you
all
have
about
so
that.
Much power that your civilization agrees that you get to control time.
I am a time traveler. I exist in multiple time zones. If you're on the West Coast, it's only like 4:25. But if you're on the East Coast, it's 7:25. If only I could tell myself what the winning lottery numbers were.
You know, you might even be streaming this in like the Marianas Islands.
Where it's tomorrow.
Right.
Or is it yesterday?
Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes. So anyway, so from all of that, the government, you know, you're basically slaves to, and then we have daylight savings time, and so I just came up with a trendy term called government slavings time, and that's what we've been subject to again here today. You've lost an hour of sleep, as they say. I wouldn't say you've lost it. They just kind of took it away.
Well, I mean, the government has told you you will be showing up at work 1 hour earlier today than yesterday. And you have no choice in that.
Have you seen the hour of sleep? I had it around here somewhere. Melanie, did you take it again?
Yeah, I just need extra sleep right now, so I just kind of pickpocket people's sleep.
See, when I take a nap, I take yours.
Is that like taking my lunch, too?
Exactly. I just reach into your sleep pocket and yoink, that is my nap now.
All right, so you had something to say about daylight savings time.
I did. I've got an article here from CNN. Senators once again introduce a bill to make daylight saving time permanent.
Wait, hang on, Melanie, what was your question about that? It was, which one? Right? So which, like, so right now we're in spring forward
mode. Oh, I don't
care.
I don't care. Just pick one.
Right, okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I realize I'm splitting hairs here, but, like, I would want it to be that as close as possible, noon was when the sun was at the top of the sky.
That makes sense.
Which would be not having daylight saving time at all. This is the other side of that, so that noon is when the, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really just opposed to the change. You know, they could pick one, and I'd probably be like, okay, fine, whatever, that's the one they picked. And you know, my preference, you know, I think, would be for more daylight when most people, quote-unquote, would be awake, so that, you know, you could enjoy the daylight, as it were.
Well, and it is a really great illustration of how inefficient government is. Because, I mean, there is no group that actually wants daylight savings to keep happening.
Oh, no, it's very efficient.
And it keeps killing people. Like, daylight savings kills people every year that would not have otherwise died.
None of that goes to show that the state isn't... I mean, the state isn't inefficient, but none of that goes to show that the state is...
Well, let me rephrase. Inefficient at actually helping and serving people.
Well, right. I'm inefficient at brain surgery because I don't attempt it.
Me too.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Then it's a good illustration that the government isn't serving you, or else they'd have gotten rid of this years ago.
Yeah, I can't think of any reason why daylight savings time should exist. I can't think of any practical reason. Listeners, if you're out there, 603-283-6160, why should daylight savings time even exist?
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says the United States has now administered more than 105 million doses of coronavirus vaccine. The new numbers show that nearly 69 million Americans have received at least one dose, with almost 37 million fully vaccinated. Even with rapidly increasing vaccination rates, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's still worried about another surge in new infections. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that with the spread of new variants, he worries cases could quickly start to rise again.
There's always the risk of another surge, and that's the thing we really want to avoid because we are going in the right directions. That's why I get so anxious when I hear pulling back completely on public health measures, like saying no more masks, no nothing like that. I mean, that is a risky business when you do that.
This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers of both parties are blaming each other for the current crisis at the southern border. Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have blamed the Trump administration for leaving a broken immigration system for the current influx of migrants attempting to illegally cross into the United States. Republicans have cited the Biden administration's reversal of several Trump-era policies for driving the crisis. Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently visited the border in his state and tells Fox News that the agents on the border told him what's causing the crisis.
The Border Patrol officers themselves told me that they informed the Biden administration that because of the policy changes, it was going to lead to this massive surge that we are just now beginning to see, knowing that it's going to be getting far worse in the coming months. They also said that the reason for the change, the reason for the increase in the influx, is because of the policy change by the Biden administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Digits you need to join in on this live call-in radio talk program known as Free Talk Live are 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. And you can talk about whatever's on your mind. You can comment on anything we've been talking about. Anything at all. It's called Free Talk Live. We only have a few rules, and that is don't violate the FCC, which sadly means no cussing. Outside of that, talk about whatever you want. We are on somewhere around 185 radio stations, so we do unfortunately have to abide by the FCC rules in that respect. But outside of that, it's open phones. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we've been talking about Melanie stealing my hour of sleep.
Yeah, I do that.
I'm just kidding. We've been talking about government savings time, also known as daylight savings time to most of you. And why does it exist? Why is it even a thing? This reminds me of the antiquated practice of schools having the summer off. This was originally done because folks needed the help on the farm during the harvest.
Well, now it's done so that you cannot be in an actual relationship in split custody. But if schools want to be closed for any given reason, I'll take it.
I'm with you on that as far as an overall. It's just the practice is antiquated. It no longer applies to, well, anybody. I mean, certainly there are still farmers that may have children, but mankind has invented tools to help them with their harvest, so they no longer really need their children to, like, help out with the harvest on the farm.
Well, and that is part of the myth of daylight saving time. If you ask the average person about it, they'll be like, I think it has something to do with the farmers. Like, that is the going perception when it has absolutely nothing to do with that. But, yeah, I mean, the summers off was, you know, because once upon a time, like, over 90% of our people needed to farm or we would die.
Right.
And then we did technology. And now, like, 1% can farm and feed everybody.
Right. So, I mean, the whole kids having summers off certainly wrecks a lot of folks' personal schedules, right?
Who... Well, no, because the fact that government school is closed for 3 months, or whatever it is now, doesn't directly affect your life. The fact that you had kids and did not decide to figure out who would watch them and pawn them, that is what is messing up your schedule.
That's true. But the fact is that most people operate in a, you know, somewhat of an 8-to-5 capacity on a Monday through Friday basis.
But it's been that way for a while. Like, you knew that when you got knocked up.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. But what I'm saying is that no innovation has occurred when it comes to the government's schooling mandates, because even private schools are subject to this summer off because the government mandates it, right? So there's been no innovation.
You know, and that's par for the course. Right. I mean, as soon as anything gets in the hand of government, technology stops developing immediately.
Yes.
I mean, like, if you look at the schooling process itself, it is almost completely identical to what it was 100 years ago because the government's been involved.
Yep. Now, we also mentioned that there is some movement around the idea of ending, or at least picking, one of the two statuses of daylight savings time, either the spring forward or the fallback, and just staying with it.
Yeah, and I guess they've gone the more optimistic sounding route of having more daylight in our imaginations.
Okay, I'm all right with that.
I've got the CNN article, Senators once again introduce bill to make daylight saving time permanent. A group of bipartisan senators, I didn't know that a bipartisan senator could exist. Anyway, I'm sure they meant a bipartisan group of senators. Is reintroducing
maybe,
a bill.
Maybe maybe he's a bisexual senator and they misprinted the word.
A partisan bisexual senator?
Anyway, continue.
Is it reintroducing a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent. In the United States, most states observe DST, which starts on the second Sunday in March at 2 a.m. and ends on the first Sunday in November at 2 a.m. for 8 months out of the year and 4 months of standard time, which strikes me as completely backward. Because, like, if daylight saving time is more of the year, that would be the standard, I would think.
You would think so, right, yeah.
Anywho, but the Sunshine Protection Act, proposed by Republican Senator Marco Rubio.
That is the most ridiculous, and bills Sunshine have ridiculous Protection names Act. In the first place.
Yeah.
It's not like bills have logical, reasonable names.
Well, they're usually the opposite of what they're called.
That's
so
the thing that disturbs me. Like,
the Sunshine Act.
Is there going to be some weird, like, part of this bill? Because no one reads bills anymore. Is there some weird part of this bill where there's, like, a mad scientist with a death ray that shoots so that there is no more sunlight ever again?
No, it's Bill Gates with his particles in the sky to shield out the sunlight.
Oh, could be that. Right. Could be that.
It's my guess.
How else are we supposed to stop global warming? We've got to, you know, have aerosolized aluminum particles or something.
It's called the, what is it called, the daylight?
It is the Sunshine Protection Act. It's got to protect our precious sunshine.
Just the hubris of government thinking it can protect sunshine.
Well, I mean, we have long since given up the idea that things need to be reasonable. They just need to sound good feeling.
Yeah.
Anywho, the Sunshine Protection Act, proposed by Republican Senator Marco Rubio, calls for not, quote, falling back, unquote, in November, but instead enjoying DST year-round. It would not change the country's current time zones or the number of hours of sunlight. I repeat, it would not change the number of hours of sunlight.
Which is frickin' impossible.
Which... Okay, CNN, you really do not give your readers much credit, do you?
like, if anything, they're insinuating that government is so omnipowerful that they can change the number of hours of daylight.
You know, they really ought to pass a law against gravity just for safety's sake. I mean,
it's really holding me down.
It is.
I can't get up because of it.
Well, there was a state that, I don't think it actually passed, but they had a bill, and it wasn't like a joke bill. They were for real, to change pi to equal 3 because it was too complicated for them.
You're kidding.
No.
The state of confusion?
Wait, what? Was yeah. Where was this?
I don't remember.
I demand you consult the magic rectangle.
That is terrifying. That is absolutely terrifying. Like, you can't...
It didn't pass, but they fought for that
yeah,
hard.
But still,
exploding.
The fact that somebody exerted effort to write this down and attempt to put it into motion and go through whatever the hoops are that are required to...
I have found reality to be...
Most of the Earth is not intelligent or civilized.
I have found reality to be too confusing and complicated, so with this new law, I will make reality more simple.
All right, so they're going to try and permanentize, that's the wrong word.
Yeah, the bill was already passed in Rubio's home state of Florida in 2018, but in order to go into effect requires a change at the federal level. 15 other states, including California, which voted to make daylight saving time permanent in 2018, and Washington, which did the same in 2019, have passed similar legislation. And, I know it also doesn't apply in Arizona. I know they've got that written down here. But
Arizona and somewhere else, too. I can't remember.
But, yeah, I mean, just... You know, if we pass a law, we can change the speed of light, the acceleration of gravity, and, you know, the number of hours in the day.
Yes, we'll pass a law to make gravity less than in New Hampshire than it is, say, in Arizona, for example, so people will be lighter on their feet here.
Exactly.
603-283-6160 is our phone number. Would you pass a law to change a law of physics? We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Back to the program, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Pequot's Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we've been talking about daylight savings time. I think I'm just going to let it lie with... I don't think that there's any reason that it should exist, and hopefully, you know, people will come to their senses and realize that it's a completely useless thing to have around, and all it does is furthers the government control over individuals.
Yeah, go on with the article, senators once again introduced bill to make daylight saving time permanent. They were just saying that 16 states have already passed similar legislation. Quote, the call to end the antiquated practice of clock changing is gaining momentum throughout the nation, Rubio said in a statement Tuesday. And it really does sound like this thing's likely to pass, which it's about time. Pun not intended.
It's about time. Time.
Because if they really have some big benefit to having this extra daylight at the afternoon instead of the morning, so that people have sun in their eyes while they're driving to work instead of after they come home, then okay, fine. Call them on that. Okay, fine. Then you can have that all year long.
Yeah.
But that's not what they really want. They want to mess with people for the sake of messing with people.
Right.
Right.
Right. And, I mean, it occurs to me that, well, if you wanted to operate in some way, shape, or let's say you're a company, and there was some business reason for you to operate during the hours of daylight, there's nothing stopping you from doing that. Just go ahead.
They do that.
Yeah, just go ahead and do
that. They don't do roofing in the middle of the night or at dark. They don't do... There's plenty of things that they don't do if it's raining or dark or snowing or whatever.
Right.
Well, and the reason it's difficult is you want your business to have the same numbers. Like, we open at 8 a.m., we close at 5 p.m., or whatever it is. Right. Like, you want those numbers to be the same, and when the consensus is that it is no longer those particular numbers, then it causes confusion.
The sun doesn't go down at the same time every day anyway.
Right. Moving on with the article here, not everyone observes the tradition in the U.S. Hawaii and Arizona don't. The five major U.S. territories, American Samoa, Guam, the Northern Mariana Island, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, also do not observe DST. In a recent statement, Rubio cited multiple benefits to extending DST, including reducing the number of car accidents Americans experience and helping reduce the risk of seasonal depression. He said such legislation would help give families more stability throughout the year. Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts echoed Rubio and highlighted the benefits of extending DST. Quote, studies have found year-round daylight saving time would improve public health, public safety, and mental health, especially important during this cold and dark COVID winter, Markey said in a statement, adding that he is, quote, proud to sponsor the Sunshine Protection Act to add an extra hour of sunshine for the full 365 days a year.
What's the,
I don't know what in the heck he means by this.
There's a meme that goes around the internet usually around this time, you know, in the spring and in the fall, about daylight savings time. And it's a picture of the, you know, the old Native American. And it says something along the lines of, only a white man would be silly enough to think that cutting off the bottom 4 inches of a blanket and sewing it to the top of the same blanket would give him a bigger blanket.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what daylight savings is.
And I mean, like, it just shows how completely disconnected from reality people are. I mean, not just, like, okay, the senators are clearly disconnected from reality by calling this a Sunshine Protection Act, by saying that it would add an extra hour of sunshine for the full 365 days a year. Like, they are obviously not connected to reality. CNN obviously doesn't expect its readers to be connected to reality, which is why they have to make sure to specify that this did not actually, if it passes, it didn't actually add any extra hours of sunlight.
Did they put something in parentheses that says, this bill did not actually add any extra sunlight? You know, like in the, you hear the commercials on TV and there's always a guy like, you know, taking blah, 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 blah would result in the growth of a third eye and spontaneous anal bleeding and all that kind of stuff, right?
You know. Yeah, or like my personal favorite is the, this can help you stop smoking. And in the quick little blurb, it's like, it also might make you kill yourself.
My favorite is, of course, the medication for people who are depressed that may cause suicidal thoughts.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, why would you even ever consider taking that if that's one of the side effects?
Well, now that I'm feeling better, I'm just up to engaging in all sorts of projects.
Well, you know, I can't believe, these people think they are so powerful that they can change time, that they can change the number of hours of daylight.
Well, and there's this weird conception that, like, that the center and core of our entire civilization is government, and they're the ones that, like, keep track of what all the norms are and make sure that everyone's doing the normal thing, and, like, they're the ones that hold on to what our societal expectations are, and that's why they get to tell us how many hours a day it is, or how many hours are in, how many days are in this year, and it...
Most people cannot separate the concept of society from the concept of government.
Like, it reminds me of a story. Sadly. Of a king that, like, he became very well-known and famous, and one of the things that he did to express humility was he walked out to the ocean and commanded the tide not to come in. Just to show people, hey, just so you know, I'm a human being, I can't actually change reality.
That's like standing out in a freeway in front of a semi truck and going, "I command you, semi, to not run me over."
I mean, there's a person in the semi who can see you and might be able to stop, but
okay, all right, I'll give
the ocean doesn't care because it doesn't have neurons.
So how about like lava flow from a volcano, though, right?
Yeah.
I command you, lava, to not flow any longer. OMG.
There will now be an extra hour of sunlight.
It's like, what? No. No.
Most people in the U.S. really only rely on sunlight for driving. Outside of that, we live in buildings.
Well, I mean, gardening, you know, plants, right? That kind of stuff. But, I mean, is that reliance? No, they go to the grocery store and they buy their food, right?
It is kind of strange that we have, like, in an era that's, you know, a century after creating electric light, we still have a very heliocentric civilization. Like, our entire civilization is still centered around when is the sun out? Because that is when we will allow people to do business. And if you do business when the sun is not out, we are just concerned about you.
Well, and the thing is, you don't have... The U.S. is a third of a continent. That's not one society. There are places where it would make complete sense to not be out at night when it's dark, or to be very careful if you are. There are places where it just doesn't matter. And both of those types of places are within the U.S.
Right.
Because it's a third of a continent, not one society or one culture.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking Alaska specifically in the northern parts where, you know, for half the year it's pretty dark. It never really gets daylight. And then for the other half of the year, it's basically daylight all the time. It gets a little dusky, but it never really gets night. Right? They're still subject to daylight savings time. Why?
And my thought is, this really shows you which states are behind the ball on this thing. Because obviously we don't have to be lockstep with each other. Otherwise, you know, Arizona couldn't get away with it.
Well,
Hawaii
couldn't get away with it. There's plenty of states that have passed state-level legislation to get rid of this BS.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you need federal approval.
You need federal approval to stop doing daylight savings time?
To change time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so Arizona and what was it, Hawaii?
Only I am the Time Lord. Thou shalt not set thy clocks according to thy whim, but mine.
They really do feel that they are Gallifreyan. The politicians, that is, the federal government is in control of almost every possible aspect of your life. And by in control, I mean they at least meddle with it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Stand by for hour number two.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.